Hello.
Hello. Welcome to episode 3.
Welcome to episode 3.
Day of Married Pigs. I actually checked in advance what this one was called.
I know, I was ready as well. Like, we're so prepared.
We're really getting the hang of this podcasting lot.
Yeah, we have to have the name ready.
How have you been since the last one?
Yeah, good.
I'm just settling into my new office.
Are you in your bed again?
Yeah, I'm in my bed again. Not my new office though, I'm in my actual office. Working 9 to 5.
I just thought you meant for podcasting.
Podcasting office. Although I am also in bed. Yeah, my new office at work.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we're working with another consultancy, and then like the staff of the bank, and the other consultancy is like a team of like young people, and we're quite an old team other than me. Okay. And on Friday they were setting up a WhatsApp group, and they were going around like going like, oh, what's your number? I'll add you to the WhatsApp group. But obviously they weren't including us in that.
Oh, so no.
I was just sort of sat there like, hey,
you should have just offered it out and been like, hey,
WhatsApp group,
add me. That's a bit mean. Why didn't they include the? You're obviously a much wiser group. You have experience.
Yeah, I know. It was a bit harsh. I was like, all right, thanks. I was trying to make friends with them today. I tried to invite one of them. They're all guys. I was trying to invite one of them to yoga, and it was just kind of like,
Did you not fancy yoga?
Well, he later on asked me if I'd ever built a car from scratch.
Okay.
So I feel like that was a no to the yoga.
do you respond? Just no. Do you have to explain why you've never wanted to build a car from scratch, or is that a given?
I didn't feel the need, but then someone else chipped up and was like, oh yeah, I used to do it with my dad, and
what?
Then they started doing man talk, and I was like, I've not even built up a foundation on which to construct my
is this a thing?
My life. What did it
have? Have we missed out? Is this like a hobby for like the younger generation?
I think like it might just be a boy thing. They were just and then they started talking about like.
That's not
it wasn't even young people, like older people chipped in too, and they were like, oh yeah, I mean, it's going to take me about a year, but I'm doing it at the moment.
Like building a car.
Building a car.
You're not talking about, because there's a thing about like building.
Jesus Christ.
You know, little houses from vans and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like the van life. That's a bit of a thing, isn't it? But not building a car from scratch. Also, it seems quite dangerous. I don't know, surely.
They like literally just bought the car in bits and then they're constructing it.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, it's week two and I was like, right, you guys aren't my people.
I'm not feeling it.
You didn't need me just strolling being like, guys, I saw a sign in the lift saying the 45th floor does morning yoga. They were just like, oh no.
So yeah. Apart from, do you have to share an office with them?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you'll have knowledge about building cars for the future.
Sure, that'll come in super useful.
Okay.
So
it's called Bay of Married Pigs.
And carries off to the Hamptons with another example of really close friends who are never mentioned again after this episode.
So she's really close to them because they live in the Hamptons. That's all she says. She's like, oh, well, they have a beach house, so.
I wouldn't like them, but they're rich, so.
What was it, patient?
So she goes and stays in their, like, beach house, and it's lovely. Although, go on holiday with just a couple, but.
Yeah, weird. But she's kind of just visiting them, which is fine.
I suppose.
But they're like in the first few scenes, they just seem massively pervy. How they just want to know about her sex life.
I know, and it's really tame. She's just like, anyway, we got a taxi together.
It's not even sex. It's just like, oh, and then he got in beside me in the taxi, and they're like, oh
my
god.
How sad is your life if they're like, you touched a man to me.
I'd be concerned for them. Like,
your marriage is not satisfying you.
Yeah, there's something wrong. And then the morning after, she bumps into the guy and he doesn't have any underwear on.
And I don't understand really that as a move.
Don't think he's flirty because he doesn't seem flirty. He seems like he's just really comfortable and that's just like what he does.
Well, you know, flashers, like park flashers. They don't do it to flirt, do they? Why do they do it? Maybe it's just that sort.
Have you ever seen somebody in a park flashing?
No, have you?
No.
It's just like a stranger danger thing that they warn you against in school, isn't it? I don't know if it's actually a thing.
Yeah.
If men in like trench coats actually flash school children.
Yeah, I don't know. That's so
funny. You don't think they do?
Why a trench coat as well? I feel like they wouldn't be
wearing.
I think
because it's just so easy to whip open.
Yeah, it is. It's an easy thing to put on top of nothing.
In fact, actually, Samantha does it later in the episode.
I was just about to say, have you ever done that? Like, where you're kind of wanting to seduce?
No, I just can't do that kind of cringy. I feel embarrassed wearing matching underwear.
No, really?
Because I feel like everyone knows you've done it deliberately.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's different in a relationship, though, I think, when it just shows that you're making an effort and it's nice. That being said, you wouldn't put on a trench coat and then be like, oh, hey. Like, it makes sense that Samantha does it because she goes out in it, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's going outside.
It's cold or whatever, and then she can just, like, whip it off, and that's quite sexy. That's pretty sexy, but...
How do you feel about, like, dressing up then? For like sexual encounters in any sense, like wearing some sort of like kinky outfit.
I quite like that more so, like, not that I'm really really into it, but if somebody, if the other person's really into it,
I think it's
sexy, because then you know that you're turning them on and that's sexy.
That's true. I like that feeling. I just think I'd feel too awkward
that
about
being
it.
Yeah, that being said, like, if it's something super weird or like just a bit, I don't know, because I have done it, so
I guess if it was their idea and they were like, please wear this, and it was just something that was normal, just something a bit like overly lacy, I'd be like, yeah, fine, okay.
yeah that's fine.
But I think I'd be embarrassed if I put it on and didn't tell them, and then I'm dressed and they were like, oh, look at this. I'd be like, I'm never doing that again.
What, you mean that they didn't know?
Yeah, and like as a bit of a surprise.
Oh, I've done that so many times.
I'm too like...
Do you know what helps? You just have to be drunk. Like, if you're drunk and you do it, it's completely fine. Also, like, it's fine.
I don't think I'm mature enough to have sex.
Fun, because then you feel... You've got to feel sexy. You don't want to feel, like, awkward.
I don't even like if you're wearing matching underwear and someone notices and points it out. Just because, like I said, where they realise you've done it on purpose. It makes me cringe. I don't know why.
But they shouldn't. You should feel sexy that they mention it. They're mentioning it because they think it's sexy and that you're making an effort, and that's nice for yourself more than like anything else.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, so you've never flashed anyone, good.
But it can't say that I've flashed anyone. Imagine just doing it in the street. I wonder what the reaction. Oh no, let's just not go there.
my ex, actually, you know, when I lived with he used to like get his dick out and walk around naked like all the time, and it used to piss me off.
What, just in front of?
Yeah, in front of everyone, like all our housemates, our friends, like people came around, like all my friends had seen his dick, like all of them.
Did you not say that that wasn't okay? I feel
so,
like that was
so many times.
What was his?
He just felt like I was trying to like spoil his fun, and I
what
I
fun. Just, what the fuck is just having your dick
out? I just was made to feel like the boring, like, fun sponge. I'm sorry that it's unreasonable that I'm...
Sorry that I don't want everyone to see your dick.
Yeah.
Like, nah. What? That's it. No, I'd be fuming about that. That's
yeah, it was weird, yeah. Even friends that, like...
Also a little bit arrogant, Lucy. Like, that is a little bit arrogant. I just feel like, oh... You should have just made a comment. You should have just made a comment and just been like, all right, well, it's not that good, so maybe you should just put it away so people don't.
I'd be less proud, mate. I'd hide it, to be honest.
I'd probably try and put... Yeah, because obviously it needs to come...
Mate,
you should hide that. Yeah, stupid. That's really annoying me. Maybe it's more of a guy thing to just have their genitals out in front of everybody else.
Guys that like getting their genitals out?
No, but I just feel like they're a bit more... For example, you know, in gym situations or going into changing rooms, like when... I feel like guys talk very much more openly about seeing each other's dicks and balls.
Yeah, women just sort of
then
politely avert their eyes.
Talking about like their like each other's pussies and stuff. But then I guess we see like each of us boobs, so...
That's true.
But then it is a bit of a... That's just a gender difference, isn't it? Because it is maybe a bit more kind of like manly to be like, yeah, I've got my dick out on it.
Rather than like, got my tits out, way.
Because we're not like, woo, look at my tits.
My friend was telling me the other day, and she listened to this podcast, so she'll appreciate this story, okay, about how she was showing him, she went to the hairdressers and she'd saved some pictures on her phone of like how she wanted her hair.
Okay.
And was sort of flicking through, and she had like naked pictures, like some of her boobs, some of her bum.
Okay, yeah. That's always a, that's, oh no, what, and then the hairdresser
showed them to the hairdresser, yeah.
Like I've taken too many pictures to know that you need to check before.
They need to be in like a separate folder.
Maybe what if she had had? What if she had had like dick pictures sent to? That would have been pretty bad. Look what I'm getting.
I think I would have just had to laugh.
What did she? Did she explain what she did? Oh, was she just embarrassed? Or?
I think she just embarrassed and she just quickly swiped past and they never addressed it.
Those things happen. Was it a male hairdresser?
No, I think it was a woman.
Okay, well that's good.
Yeah, but it didn't look like she was doing it deliberately.
As it wasn't someone who.
Oh no! I can't believe you saw.
Oh, I know. Imagine if they thought that as well. That would be awful. Especially with someone that you may fancied or you like flirted with a little bit, and then you were like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't realize my tits were on my phone." There.
So she's at the Hamptons.
Yeah, and then he. Do you think he does it on purpose then, or not?
I don't know because he kind of stands there, doesn't he? And he's like, "Hey," and has a conversation with it.
He acts like he's not got it out, but it's not like flirty.
Yeah, it's just there between them. Yeah.
But then she talks about it being like him having a really big dick, so maybe he's just really proud and he's like, "Look what I've got."
Yeah, maybe he's just possible? Like loves people just seeing it. It's not in a sexual way. It's just like when Ali did it.
You dated somebody. Kind of mentioned having a big dick through.
Are you talking about being?
Yeah, I'm talking. I just love the story.
Did I tell you about that really cringe thing what you used to do with condoms?
Yeah, this is the story I'm talking about. I love the story where he would leave, what is it, extra large condoms like next to you or something and be like, "Oh, these are mine." That's ridiculous.
He used to like leave them out. It happened so many times that I was really? Like, I felt like it happened just once. It wasn't just once that he did it. He used to just leave the wrapper like somewhere like on my bedside table. And I feel like you would just maybe just put it in the bin or take it with you or put it in your pocket. Or something, maybe. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think it's definitely deliberate.
But... I think so too. It used to make me cringe a lot.
Oh, it's so funny. So maybe if somebody does have, maybe if a guy does have a big dick, like they just want to be proud of it and be like, "Look what I've got."
He did talk about it. I went out with some of his friends once, and he'd like, I think there was something like in his set about it. And we were watching it. We were watching his Edinburgh show, and they made some comment like, "Oh, apparently it is really big." And they were like, "Oh, I've not seen it." And they're like, "Do it to me. Have you?" And I was like, "No."
Do you talk to like other people about how?
No, actually, no. I feel like it. It just if you like the, I don't know.
Do you think it's a bit seeing a guy and like it just yeah? Do you think it's a bit disrespectful, like as if
yeah? If people were like
that's a bit harsh, maybe.
Just hate the idea of people like yes, it's like saying to their friends things about my body. I would hate it, and it just makes me like.
But then, if you're doing it in a kind of
a complimentary,
it may be like just in confidence, you're saying to them, yeah, and complimentary completely. You're not like slating them. You're just saying like,
I guess
just if they, in like if it, a kind of wanting to exchange experience, maybe.
Yeah, like. If they brought it up maybe and they were like, "How is it?" then I would answer the question.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be like,
"You never guess what."
Just saw a huge dick. I wouldn't know how to bring it up.
Yeah, I guess.
I was getting with someone from work, and obviously, like, my friends from work knew him, and they asked questions about it, and it was a situation where I wanted to talk about it.
Okay,
but I felt like, oh, because you know him, it's not appropriate to say.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it would be.
Yeah. If he'd said things about me, I'd be pissed really off. So like, if he ever found out, he would hate it, and it's just like, it's not... But like, if they don't know him, who cares?
So yeah, maybe he just did it to brag. And then, she just gets, like, kicked out. I find that really weird as well, that his wife isn't like apologetic. Surely you'd be like, "I'm so sorry, like what the fuck are you doing, husband?"
Yeah, no, don't blame her.
Like, she was just like guessing, she was just walking out the room, so.
And she was very honest about it. She immediately said, "Your husband got his dick out a bit weird over breakfast. Don't need to see balls before 8 a.m. Thank you very much.
Before the best muffins, whatever they go on."
Yeah. Okay. I spoiled my appetite.
So really. I think it's a bit harsh that she just gets kicked out because of that. Her friend just seems like a bit of a dick as well. Like, she's just.
Yeah, I mean, no wonder they aren't mentioned ever again in the next 5 series. They're not that good a friend. Yeah, she's out with Stanford and she bumps into that couple that ask for her eggs.
Again, I feel like that's just like,
another good friend. She's never going to see again.
That would never.
What was that? I don't know really what that was trying to achieve. Just that because she's single, not even a person.
I think it was just emphasizing that, like, oh, poor single people.
That you're not using your eggs. I love them.
Yeah.
This is that. Then it's Miranda at her baseball game where her colleague.
Oh yeah, she's introduced to Sid. Yeah.
And she's obviously not. not gay, and that's embarrassing for everyone. But
I don't know why he, why does he think she's gay? Is it because he says, oh, I've just never seen you with a guy? It's like, well, at work, I'm not going to be like fucking somebody at work. And then she like goes with it and shows up in like a full suit, like
a power lesbian.
A power lesbian, yeah. Is that what she says?
Is this how lesbians dress, right?
It's a bit stereotypical, that whole thing.
They love a pantsuit.
They love a tie. Like, oh yeah, lesbians, yes, ties.
What? Call them what you want, they're snappy dresses.
Snap power suits, power lesbians. Yeah. Power.
Yeah, we discussed this, didn't we? And we were like, oh, have we ever been set up? But no, it's not really a thing.
No, anymore, yeah. I've never been set up. I wish I had a set up story.
Potentially, it's because we're younger. Think, and we're not really at the stage where we're so desperate for a relationship. We're saying to our friends, please find us a man. No, I've never been.
It's something that should have happened to us. But yeah, maybe it is just because we're quite young still. And
I don't think I've even done it to anyone. Like, I've not even said, like, oh, I've met someone who you'll really like.
We were talking about this as well, but I don't think I would be comfortable doing that to someone. Oh, actually, that being said, although it wasn't really intentional, like, you know.
Oh, yes!
I didn't really set them up, though, but I had...
You introduced them.
Yeah, I introduced them. There were two different groups of friends, and introduced them one night, and then they got together. That's not a setup, is it? So never mind.
No, cool. It wasn't a deliberate setup, no. But you did sort of introduce them, and then suddenly you were like, oh my God, actually, these two are perfect for each other. And they, oh, I feel like I had something else to say about being set up, but I can't...
So yeah, I didn't...
I was going to say about being set up that I don't feel like... Especially all my male friends would just be like... I'm never inflicting you on my friends.
Oh, really? What do you... That's so harsh. No one would say that. I would never think that about you.
My male friends would, though, because they all know me too well. Like, guys that I'm not interested in, I probably just... I'm crazy too, and they're just like...
I think it's more different for, like... And then, in that kind of situation.
Women, if you had, I don't know, yeah, girls, if you had, like, eligible male friends, what's wrong with them? Why aren't you dating them?
You'd know that there's something not right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't agree with that at all. Like, I've had friends, like male friends that are single, and they're absolutely lovely. It tends to be with males that they're just too nice, and they just get kind of walked all over, or like friend zoned or something.
Actually, that's true. I have plenty of guy friends,
and that you're kind of always like, oh, don't do this, don't do that, and they're just like far too nice about it, and then you don't really want to introduce them. It's more as that you don't want to introduce them to people that you kind of know are just going to be like, meh.
Yeah, I was like, I know that she's going to think the same as me.
Like, yeah. See the reason that I'm not with him. So
You're just not good at people friend, looking.
I don't know how I'd feel about setting people up. I think,
especially if it was someone at work, like my boss hey, I've got a man for you.
Yeah, I'd have to have like a very, very good relationship with them to feel comfortable enough to set a colleague up. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah, maybe you can be colleagues and friends, but they in this situation clearly were not.
He doesn't even know her sexuality.
So after this, Chloe goes to that party with her new boyfriend.
They're kind of big couples, the Marion guy, like he... I feel
like they use the term in this program boyfriend very loosely. They're just like, he's your boyfriend if you're sort of dating him and sleeping with him. It's your boyfriend.
This was, I mean, when was this film? Like
97, I think. 798.
Okay. So I feel like maybe, I could be wrong, but I feel like this was before the whole confusion with seeing somebody and dating somebody.
There was less choice, so you didn't have to keep your options open.
Whereas,
you could be in a relationship.
Now you can maybe see a few people, for a while, and still not call them your boyfriend, yeah. Whereas then it was probably like you were dating someone that was like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, because I wasn't dating.
Because we were in primary school,
So I was 8. But yeah, maybe it's that. Maybe it's just the outdated in terms of like how we see it now or how it is now. It's a lot more casual now. It takes quite a lot to call someone your boyfriend. Like, you have to kind of almost have that conversation.
I wish it was like the good old days.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's nice in the sense where that you know where you stand and there's no confusion. I think if you're dating a few people and then somebody's like, oh, well, I didn't know you were dating someone else, it's like, yeah, like we were just seeing each other, like that's acceptable.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe back then it was a bit like, no, that's really mean. Why would you do that?
Yeah. And even if it is your boyfriend or your girlfriend, it was seen as in like, you can't just break up after a week and that's fine, but you only see one person.
Yeah, one at a time.
It was kind of nice. How old-fashioned.
How old-fashioned monogamy. You? Do you do that? Did you just date one person?
No. I would only date one person, yeah. And then during that time, I might sleep with other people.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't.
But you. But you kind of see how it went with one person.
Yeah, for sure. Just because I don't have the energy or just mental capacity to juggle more than one man.
I've dated a few people at one time, and it's just like too much. Like it's so draining, and then
you don't give enough to any one of them, right?
Yeah, you don't open up enough, which is quite unfair to them as well. But and also you're not. I don't feel like you're as open about learning or knowing about them as much as well.
No, exactly. You're not committing to making it work, so it's never going.
It's perfect if you just kind of you don't want anything or you're not looking for anything. But then you kind of also have to let them aware of that, because that seems a bit nasty to just string different.
Oh, I'm certain. Yeah, people have done it to me, and it's bothered me at the time. Yeah. Now I would just be like, whatever.
If you know about it, at least you can then make a judgment whether it's like, well, I want to keep seeing this person, or like, nah, I'm all right, you're like sleeping and dating other people, so I'm just gonna like fuck you off.
So what happens next? It's Miranda's at dinner party as well, isn't she, at the same time with her non-girlfriend?
Don't really does much happen there. She just tells her boss that, is it a boss or someone she
yeah it's to? Her boss, and the boss is like, oh, what a shame, because my wife wanted some lesbian friends, as though that's
also, I feel like that's quite offensive, like,
I only liked you because I thought you were gay and that's fun.
That just doesn't make sense at all.
Maybe it is, but going back to the thing where you can come into our circle because you're not a threat.
Okay.
And we're a lesbian.
She doesn't have to worry about her husband around lesbians. It's so sad that people, especially when you maybe like have been with somebody for a long time and you're in a marriage, I can see why it would be really easy to just not that you're not trusting them, but just be quite paranoid. Like
of letting single attractive women into like your friendship circle. Yeah, I can understand that, because I felt like that in the past. I'd like to think I've been in a relationship for ages, but I'd like to think if I was in a serious relationship, I could be normal.
I think it's more of like, it's experience that you've had as well, like knowing kind of maybe what men have been like and how easy it is for them to do something that's just inappropriate and disrespectful. And you're paranoid of that, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
But then maybe they feel that way about us.
Maybe that if you're feeling like that, it's not the man for you.
Yeah.
Deep. Samantha gets inappropriately drunk because she's fucked everyone at the party, but they're really married and it's awkward.
And do you know what? Can I just say that I love that scene where they have that encounter with the married couple from the beginning, from the beach house.
Oh, yeah, she's at the Hamptons.
And she just looks at, like, Carrie introduces Samantha to this married couple, the guy who showed his dick to Carrie. And obviously Carrie's then gone and told her girlfriends about how big a stick is. And then Samantha's just like can't contain her like excitement, and she's just like laughing. That poor woman.
I think, couldn't you have laughed along?
Yeah. I don't know, but she's obviously really uptight and paranoid, and
yeah,
I can see why she'd be like, no, fuck off. This is
ridiculous. Oh my god, they're talking about my husband's dick. Yeah.
Especially if it's someone you've met, like a woman that's quite like kind of sexual and open and
single.
Like I'd be a bit like, fuck off, like that's ridiculous. Especially if it's your husband, he'd be like, what? But I do like that Samantha does it. I just think it's funny.
Yeah, Charlotte brings her home and she's has sex with a doorman. I think he was Irish, but his script and his dialogue is really weird, as if he's like hugely foreign.
Yeah.
For some reason they just treat him like his script just I don't know how to describe it, but there's something weird about it, isn't there?
It's not very genuine, almost. Like, they've done it on purpose.
I was so far from home. And then he says something really weird.
Yeah,
he does.
He said, I've just been so lonely.
And then he says something really weird, like, your friend hasn't called me. Why is that?
Like, I don't know.
Go away. I've had a whole relationship
Your friend said she'd call. Yeah.
Right, that's a bit weird.
And Charlotte dumped married guy that Carrie's fobbed off on her because he doesn't like the same kind of plates as her.
Is this just, knowing, obviously, we've watched all of it, Sex and City, so this is just kind of almost, like, typical Charlotte, isn't it? Like, that she can't just so OCD and, like, particular about men and how they are, that something as little as, like, picking out China is...
How common is it? Like, how likely is it going to be that you love the same plates as someone? Like, I'm sure me and you don't love the same plates.
Plates, but to be fair, I have not been asked about, especially if it's someone, like, you don't really know, for, like, fucked off guys for, like, very pathetic reasons in the past.
Like what?
I was dating somebody and it was when I was super picky about, like, I just so picky about guys. I didn't want to, not see them, but I wasn't bothered about someone because we were playing some music and they thought that, I was playing Radiohead. Radiohead's like one of my favourite bands. And they thought it was Muse and I hate Muse. So I was like, nah.
We're done here.
Can't think of anything.
I guess if it's just the final straw rather than everything's perfect. Yeah, no. Suddenly,
oh, God. If everything else was perfect, you'd probably, like, of course, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Little things. Well, like, you maybe already have the ick about someone, but then there's these little things that add up. Like, maybe, like, places they like to go to, or
like a bar like where they're like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's like, this is my favourite place to go in. Or, like, a drink. Like, if they like shit lager or something, I'd just be like, nah, like, that's it. But it's not to the extent of how Charlotte is, because he's lovely, and they seem like they get on really well.
Yeah, you can't have apparently more than one set of plates.
Poor guy. He's quite lovely, isn't he? Because he kind of opens up to Carrie.
Someone want to marry me?
Women say they want to get married, and then they don't.
It's because it's date someone for a week, bring them round and say, this is the nursery. That's why. Because that's what a serial killer would say.
Yeah, he's like, this is my office at the moment, but one day. Oh, I don't know. I still think that's quite nice. Because obviously they're a lot older, and he's just being, like, open about what he wants in the future.
Yeah, that's true.
Carrie's like, eh.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, after a week, I think I would feel the same.
Yeah, and that's it, really. It was quite a short, it was quite hard for us to kind of analyse and kind of think of stories, wasn't it?
I think we've done all right.
Yeah, we have.
It was a bit of a nothing episode. There wasn't really much going on. Big wasn't even it, was he?
It was just about married people, and we haven't had any.
We're not married. Yeah, don't know anyone that's married. Other than adults. I know I'm an adult, but, you know, like, adults.
You are an adult, Lucy. I ain't one of them.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.